This is Wendy Erickson. I'm a reference librarian at the Parchment Community Library. It's Friday, July 29th, 2011. And today, I'm going to take the oral history of Jack Wood. Jack, would you please give me your full name?
Yes, Jack Wood.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Kalamazoo, March the 9th, 1932.
Okay. And are your folks from Parchment or Kalamazoo originally?
Kalamazoo.
They're from Kalamazoo originally. What's your mom and dad's name? Names.
My father's name is Robert H. Wood, and my mother's maiden name was Mary Stanizek, S-T-A-N-A-S-Z-E-K.
Okay.
Grew up on Gull Road.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do you live today?
Today we live in Florida.
And you're married.
We're married.
Mm-hmm. And what's your wife's name?
Charlene.
Is she from here?
She's a native of Plainwell.
And her maiden name?
Barrett.
Barrett.
Her father had the newspaper in Plainwell Enterprise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have children?
I have three children.
Are you a grandfather?
I'm a grandfather and a great-grandfather.
You are?
Yes.
Are your kids close to you in Florida, or are they
up
here? Yes,
two of our children are in Florida. Our daughter is in Fort Myers, and my son is in Northport, which is about 25 miles north of where we are.
Yeah.
And I have my oldest son lives in Pawpaw.
Sure. Mm-hmm. 25 miles down the road from here. Yeah. What's your... Now, you told me you did not work at KVP.
No, I worked for Eaton Corporation.
You did. Mm-hmm. And how long did you work for them?
I was with them for a little over 20 years until they closed the plant on Moselle Avenue.
Okay, what year was that?
1984.
And then where did you go from there?
I went to the Burroughs Corporation right around the corner on North Burdick Street.
Yeah.
And from there I went to National Waterlift.
Okay.
And from there I went to Hammond Machinery.
And did you?
And that's where I retired.
You retired.
I retired from both Eaton, and they retired me because I had the amount of service. I was over 50 years old when they closed the plant, so
okay.
It put me in a retirement mode, which was good.
Yeah. What year did you retire from Hammond?
1997.
1997. Okay, but you lived in Parchment.
Yes, we lived on Patty Circle up off of Mount Olivet in Little Ranches.
Okay, and how long did you live there?
18 years.
And, okay, so when did you move to Parchment?
1978.
Okay, so by then you had your children here?
The two boys were still at home. They both graduated from Parchment.
They did. Okay.
I had gotten transferred out to Shenandoah, Iowa in 1971. We built a brand new plant out there, and I was part of the startup group that started that.
And that was for Eaton?
That was for Eaton Corporation Transmission Division.
Yeah.
And then in 1978, they transferred me back to take a position here at the plant with the anticipation that they were going to... build the Galesburg facility.
Oh,
and,
at
the time, the long-run plans were to close that plant down, which I did not know, or I wouldn't have taken that transfer. But as it all worked out, so.
Yeah. So, what do you remember about Parchment? I mean, the mill was humming then. I mean, even though you didn't work for the mill, the mill was humming
here.
Yes,
the city was vibrant. It was going well.
What do you remember? Go ahead.
The school system, I thought, was pretty good, and it was a difficult time, I thought, for my oldest son because we moved him between his junior and senior year.
Oh.
But he, come to find out, he was well prepared for it and was farther ahead and didn't have to take that many classes.
Really?
So he ended up taking a buildings class. He was interested. He likes to do things with his hands. He got into the building trades class in conjunction with Gull Lake Community Schools, and they built a home out there. And thus, he's in that business today.
The building trades class with, say that again,
Gull
with
Lake Gull Community Lake? Schools?
Gull Lake Community Schools, and they built a house.
They built a house in Richland.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The class built a house in Richland.
Right.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be a great outcome of that class. You could really
right. He moved
put
on
what to, you learned to work for you. Yeah.
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 And like I said, he's in that business today.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when he graduated?
Yes, he graduated in 79.
So during his senior year, 1978-79, they built that house, you
yes.
think? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's his name?
Brian.
Brian. I or Y-A-N?
B-R-I-A-N.
Brian. Okay. I had not heard that before. Okay. So, you remember Belle Isles?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The big hangout for everybody in town was Belle
yeah,
Isles.
Yeah. That's what I heard. That yeah. seems to be...
Yeah.
That seems to be almost the center of a lot of what was going on.
Oh, yes.
In,
I'm sure it
in
was.
Parchment
I didn't.
Per-
I wasn't one of them that... partaked in that, but I sure heard a lot of stories about the people that did.
Yeah. I've got Bob's, I've got his oral history.
Good.
I got him.
Good.
Last October, I had to get him in.
His wife, too?
No, Gail has passed.
Does she pass away?
Gail
I didn't
has
know
passed,
that.
Yeah. I don't remember how many years now, but she's. He talked a lot about her, of course, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
She had a lot to do with parchment, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She had a little consignment store over here.
Well, she had that dress shop.
The women's dress shop, excuse me.
My wife talked about that. She says it wasn't her favorite place to go because it was so crazy.
It was crowded, wasn't it?
It was terrible. She said you couldn't find anything.
It was jammed in there. And here's the stories I've heard from people. They said the same thing. And then people would say, but if you asked Gail for a certain kind of dress, she went right over there and pulled it off a rack somewhere.
Yeah.
She had everything in there. What else do you remember about the downtown?
Oh, I remember when the post office was next to the Harding's Market.
Oh, yeah?
And,
okay.
Right, and,
was there a pharmacy here?
Yes,
was
the pharmacy was right on the
here,
corner.
Or was it Clark's, or was it somebody after that?
I don't recall the name of the pharmacy, but it was on the corner right there at the main bend in the street.
At the bend by Parchment, I think. I think by where Parchment goes off
the street. Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And... do you remember celebrations in Kindleberger Park? Or
yes, and I remember spending a lot of time in Kindleberger Park with my youngest son playing in Little League ball. And it's a great park.
It is, isn't it? Do you remember who his coach was?
No.
His Little League coach?
No, I don't. I can picture him, but I can't tell you
his
name.
Was this Brian or your other son?
That's my other son, Randall.
Randall was in... was in Little League. Yeah. Yeah, that park got so much use between the tennis courts and the ball diamonds up there at the top of the hill.
That's a great park. Kindleberger did a great job by putting that in there.
And now we have those...
summer concerts.
The summer concerts.
Those at that time, too.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
When did you leave here, Jack? When did you leave Parchment?
We moved out of Parchment in 1995.
So you went to some of the Kindleberger Summer Festival stuff,
sure.
too.
Yeah, we went to some of those.
All of that. Where did you only always live in the same house in Parchment?
Yes.
Remember the address? Where was it?
3879 Patty Circle.
3879 Patty Circle.
You know where that's at?
No. Where
if you,
here in
if
town?
If you go north on Mount Olivet from G Avenue...
Yes.
And it makes a bend, and then there's a street called Roll Ridge Drive. It has
yes.
a stone wall, and that's the entrance to that plat.
I see.
You take that down, and you go down into the valley and bend around to the left.
Was this kind of a new development when
you
moved
in? It was a new
in?
Development, that pretty new at that time.
Yeah.
I think our house was like 5 years old when we bought it.
Yeah.
And since then, right beside our house, the street... has now been cut through, and there's back into the mm-hmm. wooded area back there. We were right on there, right along that edge.
Yeah.
Patty Circle's that little one that comes back out again.
Yeah. And did you know a lot of your neighbors?
Yes.
Yeah? Hang out with them? I mean, you guys are friends?
Joyce was our neighbor right next door.
Do you remember her last name?
Reverend Miner was...
who just retired here from the United Methodist Church.
That house was the second house from us on the circle.
Okay.
My family by name of Stafford lived across the circle from us.
Okay.
Name escapes me, but I'll come up with it if you want to know about it later.
Are you a big gardener or anything? Did you guys have a garden or do any of that?
We didn't have a gardener. I like landscaping. We did a lot of landscaping.
Yeah.
We tried to do that around our house.
Well, in that kind of a relatively new development, you'll see a lot of that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They put a lot of that in. How about, do you remember any? So you were there from like the end of the 70s. 1995, you were there 18 years, so 1977 to 95. Do you remember any big political things that were going on around here?
Oh, boy.
Do you remember any, like, school controversies or anything? Because this was still, this was like the end. The Vietnam War had ended 3 years earlier. 74.
Yeah, early 70s.
Yeah, like 74 and stuff was when, yeah.
Right. We were in Iowa at that
time. And you were in Iowa, okay. Because, here there was, in Parchment, there were, when people came home from the war, there was always lots of talk about that. And people who had lost sons and daughters that in Vietnam. Do you remember anything particularly?
No.
How big was your house?
How about square foot?
Yeah.
It was about 2,000 square feet.
Okay.
It was a brick ranch, L-shaped ranch.
How many bedrooms?
Three
bedrooms. Mm-hmm. Do you have a pool?
No pool.
No pool. Okay.
We had a cottage at the lake, so we didn't really need a pool.
That's right. No, you didn't.
The Joyces had a pool next door to us.
Oh.
The boys got to use that occasionally.
Yeah. Yeah, you always want to be friends with those neighbors, don't you? Yeah. So one of your sons was in Little League. Do you remember any of the city officials here when you lived here? Like, who was the mayor?
No.
Anybody particularly that was? No. Yeah. Okay. Did you belong to a church here?
No, not in Parchment.
Not in Parchment.
No. We went to a church in Plainwell.
In Plainwell.
The Methodist Miner's old church in Plainwell. Dad's old church in Plainwell.
Is that? Oh, was Reverend Miner's dad was a minister too?
Yes.
I didn't know that. He married you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you remember his first name?
I should. Emerson.
Emerson Miner.
Yes.
And he had the Methodist Church in Plainwell.
Yes.
And so that's where you went. You got married there. When did you get married there?
This is your
anniversary. Come on. Your wife's going to want to listen to this.
I know.
So.
don't embarrass me.
Okay. All right. I won't. You got married there, and so you just kept going to that church. You just liked that community.
Well, we kind of migrated back to that when we came back from Iowa.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Was that a big congregation, Jack?
Pretty good size. I don't remember the numbers.
Okay. But pretty good size, yeah. Okay. Were you active in that church?
No.
Okay. Like, I was just going to ask if you were a deacon or anything.
No,
or...
I got quite involved in the church when we were in Iowa, and I had enough of that.
Okay.
So. Bad thing to say.
No, that was your service,
and
you've done it.
My wife and I both got burnt out on it a little bit.
You bet. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that can be very demanding work.
And we were, we weren't in the community, and that... So...
True.
I guess that...
That's true, too.
Yeah.
So you remember, Kindleberger Harp. They didn't do a lot of, I think the only parades they did around here were during summer festival, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do 4th of July parades or Memorial Day parades?
I don't remember any of those, no.
I haven't heard.
I don't think so.
Any of that. Where did you meet your wife?
Where did I meet her?
Yeah.
I met her at a dance.
Okay. Here? Not here.
In Kalamazoo,
yeah.
Don't ask me where. I don't remember exactly when it was, but
okay.
And also a mutual friend at a party.
Yeah.
When I was at Western.
Yeah. So you're a Midwesterner at heart.
Mm-hmm.
But you moved to Florida.
Right. When we sold our, we had a cottage at Pine Lake.
All right.
And just got tired of taking care of two places.
Yeah.
So we made the decision to tear the cottage down and build a year-round home out there, and that's why we sold our house on Parchment.
I see.
Then we retired.
Okay.
And when we started going to Florida.
Okay.
Because a mutual friend of ours were down there, and we...
Mutual friends from here?
Yes.
Who?
Tom and Dolores Day. They're from Plainwell.
I see. Okay.
And we just got to liking it really well down there and decided that, you know, the price of housing was starting to escalate. We thought, well, if we're going to do anything, we better do it. So we end up buying a second house.
I see.
In 2000.
Okay.
So
okay.
We had a house here and a house there. We were going back and forth 6 months and 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
And then that got to be a little bit expensive. And
right.
So we had to make a decision whether we were going to keep the house up here or down there. And I said, I don't do winters anymore. So what was it? Must have been 2009, I think we sold it.
Oh, just recently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So now we're
so permanent
residents down there.
Permanent res. Okay, what? I'm going to ask you one of those philosophical questions about what do you consider a successful life and how has Parchment affected that?
Well, a successful life, I guess, is staying healthy. Being able to provide for your family like you'd like to have them.
Yeah.
And be happy.
Yeah.
So.
You impress me as a happy guy.
Well, we try to be.
You got friends?
We have a
lot
of friends.
Lots of friends. Sure.
You know, this is being more about me than it is about Parchment.
That's okay. That's all right.
We're fortunate.
People will know you. People
we're fortunate
you.
In that we have five couples that are from here that are also in the area in Florida.
Really?
Within 20 miles of one another.
So you are lucky.
So we are together a lot.
Yeah.
The guys play golf once a week. The girls go shopping.
Yes.
The guys play a little cards after golf, and then we all go out to dinner, and we do that one day a week.
I see.
Both down south and up here.
You do? Oh,
so,
yeah.
So
now, are those five couples from Plainwell or from Parchment?
None of them are from Parchment.
Oh, okay.
Two of them are from Plainwell. One of them's from Pine Lake.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one couple was from Plainwell, and they've now moved out to Gun Lake.
Okay.
And the other couple is in Portage.
I see.
So...
And you come back, do you come back all summer up here or for a month?
We come up for 3 months this year.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. And where do you stay when you come?
My wife's brother has a place close by.
I see.
And they always used to do a lot of traveling, and they have about the biggest fifth wheel you can have, but she can't travel anymore.
Okay.
So they bought a lot up at Sandy Pines, which is up by Grand Rapids. They put that on there, and so they spend their summers there. And so their house sits empty here, and so we made some arrangements that we'd stay in their house and house set for them.
Hey, this is working good.
Working really good. Yeah, they're happy, we're happy.
You bet.
We're pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
So... That's why we're
so
here.
So you
for
met
3 months.
A lot of people in Parchment, though, when you guys were here, friends and stuff.
Well,
and
just, mainly neighborhood
people,
teachers and things like that. But as far as Parchment government people and
not so much.
Ralph Herrick.
Oh, sure.
Know him.
Oh, sure.
But, and Coach.
Where's KOCH?
Yes.
You're talking about Marlene?
Yes.
And her husband?
Yes.
Yes, Marlene.
Marlene.
Is extremely active in the Friends of the Library group here.
Oh, I bet she is.
She rocks.
Yeah. She's a nice lady. They're a nice couple. Marlene. I haven't seen them in quite some time.
No,
since we moved away, we don't hardly see them.
She's in here a lot. Yeah. Marlene. Yeah, Marlene is. And she's, in terms of like giving me ideas to do adult programming here, yeah.
Marlene, you can tell her I said hello to my wife and I.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Is he doing good?
You know, I don't know. I've never met him.
Oh, you haven't?
I have not.
He used to walk around here like gangbusters.
Did he? Walker? Yeah?
Yeah, he was. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know, but I will certainly say hello to Marlene. Okay, here's my last question.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like people to remember most about Parchment?
Well, I think I'd like to have them remember that it was a nice, quiet community, a good place to raise a family, good school system, low crime rate.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons that we decided to locate here, because we wanted to locate in Plainwall, but we just couldn't find a place.
And
we ended up here, because this was our second choice.
Because
it was also close to work.
You bet.
And
right.
And then it really worked out well, because then my wife got a job at Green Bay Packaging, which was right around the corner on Burdick Street, so that worked out really good, too. So.
Great.
Yep. She informed me one day that she's not staying home clean house anymore. The kids are gone.
And so. She wanted, exactly. She wanted to get out there.
And it worked out well for her.
Good. Well, Jack, thanks a lot.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you so much.
I don't know what I contributed for you.
It's all part of the big patchwork here, the big patchwork quilt that is Parchment. We really appreciate your time. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.